I'm Laura Sullivan, and it's time now for music.
Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in. Are you aware the shape I'm in?
These are the Avett brothers, Scott and Seth, from Concord, North Carolina. In 2009, they became one of the surprise hits of the year. The music magazine Pace named their record, I and Love and You, the best of that year, calling it an overpowering acoustic album brimming with sadness and soul. That sadness took on new meaning recently. Bassist Bob Crawford left the band temporarily to tend to his infant daughter, Hallie, after she developed a brain tumor. In a few weeks, the Avett brothers release a new album, one that explores the delicate balance between life and death. It's called The Carpenter.
My dream of all dreams and my hope of all hopes is only Italian, make sure you know how much I love you and how much I always did.
I recently spoke with Scott, Seth, and Bob about the difficult period since their last album. And first I asked Bob about Hallie's condition.
She presented on August 28th of 2011. And by presenting, we mean that my wife found her in her crib having a seizure. And she's still under treatment. She'll be under treatment until November of this year. She's on oral chemo. She's being treated through St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. She's doing really well. I mean, it's a astrocytoma glioma, which is a terrible, terrible thing. But she's, you know, she's a miracle.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
Oh, goodness.
But I think what's important to understand with this is there's a lot of kids that are going through this, and there's a lot of families that go through this. What they face every day is unimaginable. And I think, you know, you always need to have hope on these things. In the music, you need the theme of death to celebrate life. And what you see at St. Jude, people are daily celebrating life while they're fighting off death.
Has it brought you guys as a band closer together?
Incredibly. Incredibly close together. My wife and I couldn't have faced this without these guys.
One comes of it. Love it, love it. Let go of it. Love comes from it. We're not of this world for long. Faith and promise keep me honest when starvation falls upon us. Daylight told me he would be.
Seth, do you guys realize how often the theme of death appears on this album? You know, I'm wondering if maybe it's been something you guys have been thinking about because of what Bob Crawford, your bassist, has been going through.
That's certainly advanced it quite a bit. That's certainly brought priorities into focus sort of violently. You know, the record basically was finished. All the tracking was finished by the time that life-altering event came down. But it's not the only tragedy that we're familiar with, you know. The older you get, it's kind of a depressing thought, but in some ways, you know, you're just biding your time in between tragedies. You know, anytime something's not going completely off the rails, you should be really thankful for it, I think.
My guests are Scott and Seth Avett and their bassist Bob Crawford from the Avett Brothers, and their new album is called The Carpenter. Scott, you guys have been recording for years, and you've earned legions of new fans with your last record, I and Love and You. All of a sudden, there you were in the top 20 of the Billboard charts. When something like that happens, do you try to analyze what you did differently in that album? I mean, do you try to repeat it?
You really don't want to repeat it. We try not to repeat what we do.
Then with the new, and it's out with the old.
However, everything we've done has been from the ground up, and we were so blessed with what would be, I guess some would consider failure early on. So we had a very slow increase in crowds, an increase in notoriety. But we also were raised with huge amounts of disillusional confidence. So I would imagine that when we went into this, we kind of were more surprised that we weren't superstars on our first recording, which was, you know, a god-awful recording as far as quality.
Why are you thankful for the slow growth?
Because at 25, if I was sitting at this desk speaking with you now, the things that I would have to say to you would be, as pompous as the things that I have to say are now, they would be millions times more pompous and inappropriate.
Down with the shine, the perfect shine, that poisons the well and ruins my mind. I get took for a ride every time, down with the glistening shine.
Oh, you certainly get a lot of love for your music. What would you say is the greatest compliment that you guys have received? Seth?
Well, there's a certain nature of compliment that is easily the best one to receive, and that comes out of tragedies in the lives of our fans. When someone says to us, you know, your music has helped me through this hard time, alcoholism recovery, or a death in a family, or cancer news, or whatever. Last night we played in Chico, California, and a family was there that recently had a tragedy with fire taking their home. You know, you could see in their faces that they had been through something very rattling and something that was life-changing. And being able to, in some part, be a part of that or provide a forum for that, is there anything that could be better than that? I mean, we're just writing songs and playing them for people. You know, that's about as good as it could get.
What about you, Bob?
I think the best compliment is the way our fans, how they support each other. If there's a death in the fan community, they all rally around that family and the way they supported our family. As we've gone through the tragedy that we've gone through, we've gotten an amazing outpouring of support from the AVIT fan base. And it's amazing. Like Seth said, we're just writing songs and playing them. You know, the love that's been generated by all that is just, it's overwhelming.
That's Scott and Seth Avett and Bob Crawford from the Avett Brothers. Their new album is The Carpenter. You can hear every track from the record at NPR's exclusive First Listen that goes live on Thursday at nprmusic.org. Scott, Seth, and Bob, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Laura.
All it'll take is just one moment and you can say goodbye to how we had it planned.
Our program is directed today by Phil Harrell and edited by Kenya Young. The production staff includes Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Amy Held, Caitlin Dickerson, Megan Kane, and Sarah Ventry. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Frederico, Krishnadev Kalamur, and Dana Farrington. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our reference librarian is Kim Maleski. Mathani Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is the senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. Check out our podcast. Find it at npr.org/weekendatc or on the NPR smartphone app. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. Guy Raz is back with you next weekend with more news, stories, music, and more. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.